Hello everyone, this is Alexander Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is September 15th, 2014. I'm hoping that's the correct date. I've kind of lost track of time due to the schedule that I've been carrying lately, and I'm going to be doing something a little bit differently today. As you all know, this is a very sad time for me and all of those who have worked side by side with Reverend Pam Plesche. And she just passed away on September 11th of this year. And what I found fascinating was that she chose that day to leave this earthly world. And I can't stop thinking about the fact that that was a very deliberate choice on her part, because I found out totally by accident the week before that she was fading very quickly, and I was shocked because the way in which it occurred took many of us by surprise. What I've been called to do today is to share with you the story behind all of this, because I think many of you deserve to know what she went through, what we've all gone through. And as I am talking to you right now, a beautiful, beautiful red and gray butterfly landed right at my feet. It's almost as if Pam is making herself known to me. It's hard for me because I don't want to break down. I've really kind of gone through the mourning process last week. But, you know, now that it's final and that she's left this world, you know, I'm just kind of trying to process that. But honestly, everyone, this is a message of positivity and hope, and I hope that in what I share with you today, you will fully walk away comprehending the complexity to all of this. So I'm going to start with how I met Pam. Some of this may be a repetition to some of what you've already heard before, but I'm going to kind of put all the pieces together and hopefully be able to paint a much clearer picture as to what we are now realizing is the purpose of bringing us together. And I would also like to add that I took a very much needed vacation, and I'm on the other side of the world now, frankly. And really spending some time with spirit to really get clarity as to the next step of my life. So at this point, I would like to just give you a little bit of background. I met Pam at within a CE5 training group, and we instantaneously hit it off. And one of the things that I always recognized about her was she was so much bigger, you know, than her energetic field was just so massive. And she had so much power and so much strength. And when she would laugh, it would literally fill up the whole entire place. And everyone would laugh with her. She had this very unique laugh. I think those that know her know what I'm talking about. And it just came from the depths of her soul. And so it was very contagious. But the other thing that I really respected about Pam was of her strength, her absolute undying commitment to be there to serve others. And she really had just a massive calling for that. And as I began to get to know her, and it was very funny because the gentleman that was running the CE5 group, he actually had to kind of pass me by her to see if she approved of me. It was kind of funny. And, you know, he gave her the thumbs up and said, oh, she really liked me, and she wanted to, you know, talk to me live. And that kind of started our friendship. And now looking back on it, it was all so divinely guided in order for us to bring forth the things that we ended up doing together. So at the time, I became very aware that she was something way more than what she claimed to be. When, as you all know, I have just an immense amount of injuries from that accident I had in 2001, and just, you know, I've had just a lot of, I don't know, complications or ongoing unwinding issues with my body because of that experience. And so I called her one day to ask if she would be willing to do a healing, and of course she was like, well, of course, you know, she didn't even hesitate. And the first healing that she ever did on me, it was so profound. And I had had so many healings with so many other people that I knew this was a very unique soul. You know, she was bringing forth something far more than just the healing energies, far more than just the, far more than just the unwinding of whatever the ailment was. I knew that there was something else to her, and she was actually quite an enigma for me for a very long time, because she was very, very, very private and very, very kind of solitary. She didn't really allow a lot of people into her field, and so much of that was because of the kind of work she was doing. She was she was very targeted by the dark and psychic attack, and it was something in which, you know, if not daily, it was ongoing each day, that she did an immense amount of work to clear that and to keep herself in a, you know, safe and neutral space. She even went so far as to choose a little kind of apartment, for lack of better terms. It was a home behind another home, a little teeny little place upstairs. And it was nestled in this grove of trees. And she actually lived in the town of Flower Mound, which I just found to be very interesting. So what I found later, as I got to know her more and more, was I felt very honored because she naturally trusted me. And she began to share things with me that she had not shared with other people. And I really took that to heart. I was very honored to be, you know, her friend. And at the same time, that was not very common for her to open up to you or to tell you about herself. It was always, what could she do for us? It was always, you know, how could she help? And it was just so very rare that the focus ended up on her. And I used to complain about that, you know, how can we, you know, help you, Pam? And she's like, oh no, I've got it under control. And anyway, so then came the time where I was, as everyone knows, I was really struggling with my twin flame and his addictions and his pain. Oh my God, his deep, 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 deep pain. And because of that, I just was going crazy trying to find answers. Just, you know, where can I get these answers? And find out what else can I do to live my mission, live my purpose, when my other half was still really stuck in all of that trauma. And so I went to Pam, and I ended up finding out so much information about myself, about Steve, about Pam. And one of the things that she ended up finally telling me later that she did not want me to share with anybody, but now that she's passed, I think it's okay. And that is that she began having physical visitations by Christ. From the time she said she remembers it, I believe she said she was 2 or 4 years old. And he would appear at the end of her bed. And Pam grew up in a very abusive home. There was a lot of, verbal and physical and sexual abuse. And so she went through a lot of pain in her early on years. And because of that, she said that her actual visitations from Christ were what got her through. She also was born with her gifts intact, and she ended up finding that this was this became truly a gift for her instead of, a bummer or kind of like something that, oh my God, I have these gifts, but I really don't want the responsibility. So she grew into her gifts, I think is what she told me, and they just became more and more powerful, and the visitations kept coming. In fact, they became more numerous. She said one of her very first experiences with him that was very, very profound was she was at school, and she was sitting on a swing, and she felt very left out and very strange because she was a starseed, and he arrived at her swing and began to swing her. And, she was actually swinging and, away from everyone else, and they were having a conversation. And this definitely gave her peace, but at the same time, all the other people in her school thought she was really weird. And she was telling them that Christ was visiting her, and they were all making fun of her and putting her down and picking on her and stuff. And finally one day, one of her nuns stood up in front of the class and said, "Does anybody know what Pam sees? Can anybody honestly say that they don't see exactly what Pam sees?" And nobody could, of course. And it was amazing. She said it was a turning point in her life because the nun said, "Then I never want to hear anyone pick on Pam again for who she feels is visiting her." And that ended up empowering her greatly. And it ended up even magnifying and amplifying the communication and the response that she was getting from Christ. So as time went by, she had a very strong connection to the American Indians and the Cherokee. She was very much into the Cherokee and had actual Cherokee blood. And had done some training with some shamans and, things like that. And then, just started doing a lot of healings and realized that she had a gift. And then all of a sudden when she and I met and we started getting to know each other, I finally confided in her about, my God, I'm a twin flame, and this is just incredibly painful. Because for those of you that aren't with your twin flame, I get so many emails from so many of you that just desperately want to meet your twin flame. And what I always say to people is, don't go there. Don't push it. It's like, don't try to go up the river, as they say, because it's a very challenging relationship. And it's one in which when things are not working out well, and the other person is struggling or having, challenges or whatever, you feel everything because they're a part of you. It's not the same. I know many of you are saying, "Oh, well, I already feel that way with my spouse or my boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever." It's not the same. It's almost like they're one of your appendages. Okay. So when they're struggling, you have to really get to a place where you're not going to struggle. And this has been a tremendous, as I learned from her, this has been a real tremendous training ground for me. And honestly, I know at least, I would say right now it comes to mind, I know at least maybe three or four other sets of twin flames. And the one thing I find fascinating is all of them have very much a similar pattern to ours, which is one of them has had or still has challenges with addictions. One of them has been phenomenally targeted through the childhood years. And their childhood was so challenging, in fact, that it caused significant delays in their development, even spiritually, metaphysically, etc. So I just want to say that to everyone. You know, we tend to put these things out there where the grass is always greener on the other side, and it's not. I commend the twin flames that are out there that are, you know, completely, totally in union and, in total balance. But let me tell you, it is work, and it is work 24/7. It's not like the normal relationship. So just know what you're asking for, okay? Because when you're in a major manifestation mode on the planet right now, if you really want something, it's going to come. And just be aware, because you're going to learn that as much as you think you're so together, that you've done a lot of your work, that you are really in a very centered state of peace and mind and spirit and soul, etc., what happens is once you hook up with your twin flame, a lot of that goes out the window, you know, because there's just not anything that can hide from a twin flame, because you're mirroring each other. And when I went to Pam about this, one of the things that she told me was, it is the fast track to what we term the ascension process, which I want to talk about in a minute. She said it is the absolute fastest way to leap in consciousness. And obviously, I just explained to you why. So Pam did some mind-blowing healings on Steve, which is one of the reasons I was just, you know, wow, you know, because Steve has had quite a few healings as well for his trauma, as I've shared with people in the past. Being the subject of, not only verbal abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, and even spiritual abuse. So Steve kind of took it all on when he came back this last lifetime. And we both feel that once he is complete in his healing, he will actually be healing a very large layer that's been kind of sitting over the planet. And I feel like there's a lot of us out there that are doing that right now, because we truly are not just blazing the trail, we're clearing the densities by doing the work on ourselves. And depending on how much work you've done and the vibrational level that you're at, depending on how powerful you feel you are, and depending on how much you've acknowledged your mastery, will determine how far and wide your healing spreads throughout the world and heals others. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there too. So anyway, what then ended up happening was Pam called me up one day and I was crying, and you know, many of you have heard the story, and that was when I said, you know, I just don't know what I can't do this anymore. It's just too painful. You know, this isn't my pain. This isn't my childhood. I've already kind of sifted through all of my stuff, and this is just too much for me. And I remember her actually, you know, kind of crying on the phone with me. It was just like so not of this world that day. And I just felt her maternal spirit and her cloak of love and harmony around me. And she basically said, you know, I just want you to know that I'm here for you, and I also want you to know that, you know, you have a mission together. There is a purpose for why you've come together, and you have that mission together. But I'm not going to tell you that you have to stay with him. You know, don't feel like you have to be imprisoned in misery just for the sake of spirit or the planet or anything. And all of a sudden, you know, because we were both kind of crying, we were very sad, that's when, you know, the big lightning bolt occurred. And that's when we both ended up receiving information about the biotheric implants and the fact that we were being given information on how to successfully remove them. And, you know, it was so mind-boggling to both of us that, you know, she said, I gotta go, I gotta process this. I got off the phone as well, and I immediately started receiving messages from Saint Germain. I went into my my workshop, so to speak, and started writing all the things that I was to do. It wasn't even really quite clear yet as to what was going on. Well, when Pam called me back the next day, we both realized that this was such a divinely orchestrated process that we were, you know, bringing forth. It was almost as if, you know, in my mind's eye, I felt as if, you know, God had handed me this golden platter and had said, okay, you know, we have selected you to bring forth because you're both pure of spirit, you're pure of, you know, mind, as far as, you know, you're not just all about yourselves. And we both definitely had the yearning and the fire. It's really just a fire that consumes you to really make a difference on this planet, to really lessen the pain and the suffering. That's a big deal for me, you know, to maintain the compassion, to release and free all those that are oppressed by whatever it is. So we then, you know, I just kind of, I put a letter together. All the words just flew through my hands and my fingertips into the computer, put it up there, and, you know, bam, orders just started coming in. It was just amazing. I mean, I hadn't even advertised, and, you know, bam, next thing I knew. And because we had experienced it, and Steve ended up becoming, you know, like completely free of his addiction to alcohol overnight. I mean, like, we knew that there was something to these implants. Like, you know, we really knew that there was something far greater than what we saw that was running our lives. And it, you know, because of how much we got so into it, we really realized that we needed to do some more research. So we started watching all of you that were coming in for the implant removal process. And of course, Ari is a good example of that, where, you know, for her it took about 30 plus days, and then all of a sudden she realized this huge shift by an event that really brought home to her that change in her perception of things. So I have been receiving messages from Pam the last couple of days, and it's been difficult because I didn't know if I was ready. I didn't know if she was ready. But one of the things that she really wanted me to do was to share a little bit more of the details, just some of the little odds and ends things that maybe I haven't shared before on the interviews. And the one thing that, you know, we've become very aware of is that these implants, they literally are they're bioetheric, they're alive, and this is what a lot of people don't realize. This is why it's not a standard kind of removal thing like you might receive from the typical healer, you know, for these physical extraterrestrial implants. It's very, very different than that. And even the etheric implants from the abductions and connections and communications that we receive from galactics, in some cases they can actually be very benevolent, so we don't want to remove those. But what Pam was being shown, and you know, for a long time we were actually told not to go into too much detail, for reasons such as her protection, my protection, etc. But now she is saying to me that now that she's on the other side of the veil, she is able to provide so much more guidance and protection for me and the rest of the Galactic Connection team. And she wants me to share some of this stuff. So one of the things that I noticed right away when we started doing this was how difficult some of these extractions are. And they are similar to a psychic surgery, but yet different, okay? And they are nothing to mess around with, because if the extraction process is addressed not properly, then the person can really suffer, and they can even, what we've been told, they can even die. So this is why Pam was chosen to do this, and apparently this is something that was part of her mission before she left, was to make sure that this whole thing was launched properly, and that you know, people were able to feel safe and confident and know that they could receive a feeling of freedom, a feeling of harmony like they never had before. So what then happened was when she started diving into these, she started seeing what these really are. And in fact, it was so intense that when I had one conversation with her, she says, "I just really don't want to talk about it, because if the more we talk about it, the more, you know, they're like listening." And one thing I really got clarity on was they are very, very cunning and very aware. Very, very aware. Why do I tell you this? It's certainly not to create fear, but to make you aware that when you sign up for the implant removal process, understand that these are alive things. And they know that when you finally have made the commitment to free yourself from them, from the parasitic relationship that you've had with them for such a long time, they are typically not going to go without kicking and screaming. And this happens with some people, not with everyone. Some are worse than others. We have no idea why. But, you know, they like their life. They're sucking off of you. They're sucking off of your energy field. They're sucking off of your emotional trauma and drama and your ectoplasm. So they really love that. And when you start breaking away from that pattern, they kind of freak out. And so our whole experience with this has been an ongoing learning and an ongoing process for us, to the point where, you know, even on my end, I've made adjustments, which have really worked, by the way. I've made adjustments where at the time that you take the essences and the oils, there is a built-in protection grid. That's immediately beginning and being built around you to protect you from further psychic attack. So we've noticed that the number of you that go through that process diminishes. Now, when I have asked Pam, you know, why are some people experiencing that and not others? She told me point blank, she says it's because of the fear. So for whatever reason, if you're experiencing that, it's because there's a fear either buried within you or you're somewhat aware of it, that you need to let go. And remember, this is a process. This is like, seriously, folks, this is like it's a shamanic journey. You know, it's an initiation. It's going from who you were and literally allowing that old part of you to die off. If you really want the freedom, you also have to contemplate your part of it, which is to free yourself from those repeating thoughts, those repeating emotions that you allow to be repetitive, to let them go. So there's a lot of allowance and just knowingness that your back is covered. Now, when I came on my vacation, I'm visiting another twin flame couple, by the way, and I was talking to them one night, and, you know, I just kind of got into this discussion, and they said, "My God, why don't you tell people this?" I said, "I don't know, it's just never come up." So I want to give you a little more information about what's actually in the essences. So this is for the implant removal process, because each process is a little different. But for the IRP, it's a 7-stage process with the essence itself. This is the custom formulas. I made 7 custom formulas for this process. And so what happens is I'm bringing you through an actual energetic initiation first, before I'm kind of preparing you on the energetic plane before you even go into the extraction process, by the way. And I'm calling you forth to see how badly do you really want to step into your mastery and mission. And I will ask you various questions. I will literally be speaking with you on the inner plane with your higher self. And I also call in your spirit from the point of creation, something I got from Jerry, which was very profound. I also work with your guidance as well. And my guidance is massive. You know, I work with a ton of different dimensional realms and legions of light. And always, always calling forth the purest light and love possible. And so the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you and challenge you on whether you are ready to let go of the 3D baggage. You know, are you ready to let go of that so that you can move forth, so you can step forward and become the evolving, you know, master and teacher that you came here to be? And then I check to see what level of healing you're needing. And so I'm going to go over these with you. The first level is a general healing of all of the bodies. And, you know, everything from deep, deep, deep pain, soul pain, that kind of thing. The second one is I'm working with you on coping with the immense amount of change that you're going to go through. And that you will have the wherewithal to kind of slide through it. The third one is about providing you the nurturing and the love and the safety and the security. And you just knowing that your back is covered and that there's no need for you to go into fear or doubt. And then the fourth one is proclaiming that you are standing tall in who you are, in your truth, not being afraid to do that around others, even those that make fun of you or think you're ridiculous because of what you are and what you believe in, and calling forth you as a leader and example for all of those around you. Because literally, we are initiating you and we are anointing you into your next phase of becoming the master that you are. And then we also call forth the holding, being able to hold these changes and all that is involved, being able to stand strong and not go backwards, not go back to the old you, but really truly embrace the new you. And then I also work with assimilation, especially right now, because we're getting so blasted with so much change that is very, very challenging for many of us to run as fast as the changes are occurring, you know, kind of keeping up with it. And if you keep up with it, it's like exciting, it's cool. But if you feel like you're just always 15 steps behind, it can become very frustrating. So that's another component. And then one of the final ones is reminding you of your power and reminding you that when you step into it, never, ever, ever to forget the need for humility. Never forget that you were where humanity once was, and you are here to volunteer your time and to assist humanity through this process, even though we ourselves physically and in every other way are going through the same thing. So then what I do after that, and remember, this is just my piece of it. Then what I do after that is I check to see if there are any other homeopathic needs that you have. And I look into, I have just thousands of remedies, by the way. I have quite a, what would you call it, dispensary? I don't know what you want to call it, a repertoire. And I will test to see if there's anything else that you're testing for. And then I go through a whole, I'm going to call it regimen, where I test you to see, there are like 9 core obstacles or impediments that are keeping us from really breaking free. And so I go through those. I can give you a couple examples. I don't have the page in front of me right now. But, you know, everything from obstinance, psychic attack, sorrow and depression. You know, those are some of the examples. And so I will work with you on that level and select the appropriate homeopathics for you. And then I'll see if there's any other additional essences that you will be calling for, because I have a gazillion of those. And then I go through the whole process of blessing the actual essence. And excuse me, I'm going to put my paper down here. And I will go through a whole scenario where I'm literally working directly with God, and I work with you within a vortex of light, and I'm proclaiming that, you know, all opportunities are coming to you, that all wealth, health, happiness, and joy are now yours, that you are able to, you have the capacity now to allow that to come into your life, that you have the capacity to let go of the resistance to receive that in your life, because this is what I'm seeing a lot in my essence work. And so I work with that, and I also work with helping you to remember who you are and having you step out of your 3D suit. I will call forth new neural pathways and you know, all sorts of things. I mean, it just goes on and on. In order for you to receive the essence, that it will be absorbed in whatever core part of your essence and being and bodies that is needed, that it will go to the very depths of your soul in the location that it needs to go. And then that's just one part of what I do with the essences. Then after that, I then call you in to reconnect you to your star family. And it's amazing because they are so anxious to make contact with us. And this is, you know, I remember somebody said just maybe even 2-3 weeks ago, and I can't remember who it was, and they were saying that 98.2% of all the galactic beings are of the light. And what's unfortunate on this planet is that we're so aware of the 1.8 that are of the dark. Isn't that sad, you know? So it is kind of our role to bring forth letting go of that fear, and knowing that we do have a lot of support, and we do have a countless number of races really wanting to help us get through this transitional period. So that's another part of what I do. And then the final part is where I actually I place your essence in a crystal cave, and I proclaim that when you are ready, you exit where you have guidance and you have direction and you have purpose, and you become become knowing of your mission and who you are. So that's just my process. I'm telling you, you know, for $144, you guys are getting a great deal. That's just the essences. And then the oils were very divinely guided as to what I was to create. Again, I don't have the paperwork. I'm on the other side of the world right now. But a very, very strong oil. And of course, I've put my alchemy into that. And then I ship out the package, and then I send it out to you. And many of you have written in to me to say that you're already feeling a shift when I make it. And that's very true, because I've already connected with you on the inner plane, so it's already starting to work. Some people will ask me, well, why do I have to take it physically? Because we are in physical bodies, there really, truly is a need for many of us to have the physical manifestation taken. And the body actually really likes it. The body's really grateful when we do that, rather than always being energetic. You know, so a lot of times, I know I'm so guilty of this as well, but, you know, we're such energetic bunnies that we tend to think, oh, you know, if I just take care of all the energy work, I don't really have to worry about the body. And that's not true. You know, the body definitely needs some physicality attention, just like the energy bodies do. So, anyway, once that's accomplished, then you'll set the appointment up with Jerry Yesko. I was about to say Pam. Oh, my God. And I want to talk a little bit about this, because there's been a lot of, you know, lack of clarity. And I apologize for that. For any of you out there that are first-time listeners to this process. But at this point, you're going to set up an appointment. And when you're getting prepared for the implant removal, I highly recommend that you treat it very seriously, that you always make sure that you're resting or sleeping. Now, some of you want to experience, you know, whatever feeling you have. But what we've done is, Jerry really wants me to let everyone know, we have been guided to make this as seamless as possible. So if you're walking away and you say, gee, I didn't feel a thing, we have received some of this information from Pam. And it's important for you to understand that there's no necessity to have to feel these things being pulled out of you. I mean, if you want it, that's cool. But it's truly based on your perception of trust, isn't it? And just because you didn't feel anything, and I see this on a lot of healers' websites, by the way, you know, just because you didn't feel anything does not mean it was not done. And for whatever reason, and I'm just going to put this out there, I think that some people don't feel as much because they've had like more ancient karmic ties associated with those bioetherics, and it's so ancient and it's in such some other distant timeline that it's more seamless. For me, that was not the case, but of course I was a guinea pig, and I would never want people to go through what I went through, seriously, because it was extremely painful. And now we've worked all that out, so we haven't had anybody really go through that anymore. But let me see, where was I? I think I would also like to address how Jerry came into all of this. So I did not know how ill Pam was. She did not know how ill she was. She really only thought that she had some neck and back injuries. And she just kept telling me, my God, I've just spent so much time on the computer. It's really whacked my neck out. And she would go to the chiropractor, and the chiropractor would tell her that, you know, she was always out of alignment, and, you know, he would adjust her. And then she'd feel really good. And she'd come back home, and she'd be okay for a while. And so this was kind of like her life for a while. And I mean, literally, towards the end of, I think it was July, right? July 28th, in fact. Towards the end of July was when we finally found out that she was in so much pain that she was going to have to stop. And even then, she kept thinking that, you know, a vertebrae was out, or she had cracked a vertebrae, or, you know, it was something like that. And she just felt like she hadn't gotten down to the bottom of it, nor had the chiropractor. And I told her at that point, I said, that's it. You're taking a couple weeks off. You need to have some rest. You need to do a lot of healing on yourself. You've been taking care of everybody else. You need to really focus on yourself. And as I was saying that, I was realizing that I was talking to myself as well. Because seriously, everybody, Pam and I were working around the clock. We were so excited of discovering this process and in receiving the information of this process. I mean, it's such an honor that we both, you know, we both often kind of giggled about, oh my God, you know, what would it be like to have a day off? And so she took her 2 weeks off, and that was kind of overwhelming because then I had to handle her emails and correspondence as well as everything else I was covering. But at the end of the 2 weeks is when I realized something had gone awry, and that's when I didn't hear from her. She didn't return my calls, and we had people scheduled. She said she would be back in 2 weeks. We had people scheduled for removals, and we didn't hear back from her, and we were hearing back from the people the first day that she was supposed to come back, and they were like, we didn't even hear from Pam. I didn't feel anything, like I didn't feel her presence or anything. So literally within 48 hours of the day she was supposed to come back, she fell, broke 2 ribs, and ended up in the hospital. And for 8 days, her family shut us out. We were not able to have any contact with her. We didn't know what hospital she went to. In fact, our friend Pablo made 26 phone calls, and we couldn't find her anywhere. I mean, it was just amazing, and it was heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking, because I wanted to be there for her, and Steve and I would just cry because we didn't know what was going on. Well, in the meantime, without even knowing all of this is going on, because this is just how fascinating it is, the way we operate on our higher plane, you know. As you all know, I've had Jerry on my radio show probably 4 times, and he's become a very close personal friend. I used to jokingly call him my brother. And, you know, I thought nothing of it because I've done that with a few men here and there, you know, that I became comfortably fun and close to. And I just didn't think much of it. And the more we got together, the more of a resonance I had with Jerry. I found him to be very pure and very innocent in many ways. And yet he was just so profound, you know, he would just start talking about some of the things he's learned. And he was like Pam. He was born with his gifts, had an amazing background, and also one in which he was highly abused, highly physically abused, had a lot of turmoil in his childhood. And so when Pam was asking me one day, this is what was a telltale sign. She asked me one day, she was working with a healer, and she wanted to, you know, because when you do this, you have to constantly be cleansing yourself and clearing yourself and everything. And so she was talking to me about branching out and, you know, would I recommend another healer that she would trust or whatever. I gave her a couple of names, but the one that she was the most receptive to was Jerry. And so I even asked her, there were some cases that would come in that she wanted someone else that had incredibly, how do I say this? I know all you healers out there will relate. You know, there's a lot of different kinds of healers, and every one of us plays a different role. Not everybody's providing the same type of healing. We tend to generalize it, and it really doesn't work that way. So Pam kind of wanted to hand off some of the much more intense cases where it was getting into a lot more difficulty, a lot more darkness. And it would require an immense amount of protection work. And, you know, the thing, and what I ended up finding out was that she allowed Jerry to take those cases. So that was a huge, you know, what am I trying to say? That was a huge realization for me that she really trusted him. So the next thing I knew, you know, we started talking about, would Jerry be willing to do some healings on her? And that was a major, kind of thumbs up for me. And I had already felt that way because I had received some healings from Jerry, and I just still to this day, I feel like I'm a very good, I can't think of the right word. I've just had so many different types of healings because of the accident and the trauma that I went through for those 11 years that, you know, I felt a very amazing shift when Jerry would work on me. So anyway, then, you know, time went by and I didn't think anything of it. Pam didn't say much anything. Jerry didn't say much of anything. And then one day, Jerry and I met at a Starbucks, and it'd been a long time since we've spoken, and I said, Jerry, I just really need to tell you something that's been coming through. I've been getting some messages lately, and I'm not really clear on where this is all going, but I just need to see what you have to say. Well, Pam had told me that she found out through all of this visitation with Christ that she was told over and over and over again that she was Mary Magdalene, that was one of her past lives. And she didn't want to really come out and say that because she didn't want anybody's, you know, judgments or, you know, perceptions attached to it. She wasn't trying to be something bigger or better You know, she just, it just is what it is. And at that moment, she ended up telling me that I was Sarah, her daughter. And it took me a long time to process that, you know. There's not a whole lot of information out there on Sarah. Anybody that gets any information on Sarah, please send it my way, by the way. But I said, wow, that's very interesting. And then she said, yes, and Steve is one of my sons. And I was like, wow, that's kind of interesting. So that was a while back. And then that day when I was talking to Jerry, I finally came clean and I told him. And he cocked his head and he looked at me and he says, yes. He says, yes, yes, that's, wow, I see you, I see you. And he said, well, I guess since we're being really honest, I guess, you know, I've been receiving these messages like crazy for the last, say, 2, 3, 4 months. And they've been telling me that I was one of the sons of Yahshua. And I just looked at him and he looked at me and I said, oh my God, we are truly, we have reunited to do this work. And I told him about Pam, and then I called up Pam, and Pam said, yes, I agree that Jerry was indeed my son. Wow, I said. So I just wanted everybody to know that she's clearly passed the torch on to him. It was all divinely guided, I guess, on an inner plane. You know, Jerry knew, and he even told me that he was preparing for this literally for months. He didn't really realize that, you know, Pam was going to, like, disappear out of the scene, you know, on a physical level, but he was being told to do, you know, certain things to get prepared for stepping into this role. And I have to tell you, he's taken all of Pam's knowledge and wisdom, because I know she shared stuff with him, but all of his own amazing knowledge and wisdom. And I feel like it's bigger and better than ever, honestly. Why not, you know? I mean, when you're joining two master healers together, you're just going to get even more benefits. And what's really cool is we've even upgraded the reports so that they're even more detailed. And they show more information on what type of attachments you've had, what types of beings have been connecting to you or attached to you. And so, again, we're just trying to go the extra mile, because for us, we really take it seriously that you trusted us with your being. And from the depths of our souls, we take it very seriously, too. And that's what I really respect and admire about Jerry, is he's very, very serious about his work and making sure that each and every person receives that Christ consciousness anointment and freedom. So with that said, I also want to really specify again, I think it's absolutely absurd to have this done to you and have an expectation that's based on something that someone wrote as a testimonial, or based on, you know, a friend of a friend said, oh my God, I had this happen to me. Every single one of us is different. And we are such complex creatures. You are preventing the message from coming forth when you shut it down by getting disappointed because you didn't feel something, or you didn't have some sirens going off or some bells ringing within 30 days. I'm telling you, it's a process. And I've had people write into me 6 and 9 months later profusely thanking us because they didn't get it. They didn't see it. They didn't recognize it until later that is the process. That it took them more time, that they needed to integrate more. And this is huge. Integration is one of the biggest things about afterwards. And it's one of the things I highly recommend for all of you to ask for on a daily basis, is that your integration will be efficient and be thorough. So there's no better or worse. I know we're all feeling really impatient. Trust me, I do too. But I'm even noticing now, after the soul alignment and the DNA activation, I'm noticing now, later on. Let me see, those were done. I'm trying to remember when those were done. I think those were done about 5 months ago for me. I'm just starting to notice now some of the acceleration in my gifts. Okay? I didn't say to myself, oh God, it didn't work. I mean, if you know who we are, if you have the compunction to place the order, and you've been divinely guided, allow it to take place. Don't have expectations. Same goes with, you know, you go to a seminar, and if you go there with an expectation and it didn't play out the way you thought, you didn't think you learned anything, you always know later down the road, as you're talking to someone and you're having, you know, dinner with them, and you just kind of reminisce about, oh yeah, I remember the time I went to this seminar, da 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 da. Yeah, it was kind of a bomb. But ultimately, we all know that we're being placed divinely in a specific place, time, location, at all times. I mean, nothing is by accident, and especially now. So I would ask you to trust us, trust the fact that you placed the order, trust the fact that you trust in your higher self. That's a biggie. Trust in the fact that this is so divinely guided, it's not even funny. And for those of you who feel compelled to fully take this all the way to the end, the soul alignment, I just read the other day and I was just blown away how plugged in Pam really was. Because now what's coming forth, a lot of the information that's coming forth from some of the master teachers, is that it's all about getting the soul prepared and aligned with the body. This is the latest. Well, that's what the soul alignment's doing. It's giving you that kind of boost. It's giving you a kick in the you know what to get to that place. It's prepping you. And the essences are so complex that I created. I created those from scratch. Those were made. Some of the ingredients are gold, frankincense, and myrrh, by the way. But they were created from scratch. They were created with my heart and soul and that of all of my guidance and support. And they were created at a very special time planetarily, around the full moon. And so they are there to assist in not only grounding you, which means, you know, once again, getting you comfortable to be in your body. One of the things I see a lot when I'm doing essences for people is they're having an incredibly difficult time incarnating because they never fully incarnated their energetic field into their physical body. I see this a lot with starseeds and people that do a lot of light work. And we're being called now to do that. We really need to be in alignment. So that essence is really helping you do that. And you'll notice that when I'm giving you the oils, I'm asking you to put them on the balls of your feet. Well, one of the first things that came in that was shown to me through Christ was that I myself am anointing you, just like Mary did with Jesus, anointing your feet. Okay? I'm spiritually and energetically there with you to do that, to honor you, to honor you as a master. The only thing that keeps us from our mastery, seriously, is what we think about ourselves. It's not, do we have the gifts? Because we all know we do. It's not that, oh, she's better at it. It's what we think. It's what we feel about ourselves. So our little piece with the soul alignment and the DNA activation is to really help you step into your mastery fully and completely and get you prepared for as the light continues, and it's going to. You know, we're in for some more really intense moves and changes this year. We're going to do our best to support you as best we can, because most of you are definitely going to lead the masses. You're going to go and disperse yourself around the world, and you are going to lead all of these people. And we are part of assisting you in getting prepared for that. And it's such an honor. I want to thank all of you that are taking the time to listen to this, that are allowing me to speak openly about myself and my marriage and, you know, Pam and Jerry. Just, I really appreciate all the tenderness and the understanding that you guys have given me through this process. You guys are incredible. And I mean, I wake up every day just, you know, kind of going, wow, you know, I'm so blessed. And you are too. You know, we all are. And the greatest thing that could ever happen for me is to know and to hear that each one of you steps into your unique gifts. It's kind of like that, what's the name of that movie? God, there's that movie where they're talking about, they're talking about how each person is a super being, and they all have, like, really, you know, interesting gifts. Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of 4400. I don't know if anybody's seen that. And they all have all these unique gifts. But the problem is that they don't have a way in which to control their gifts. Well, we do. And we're about to step into it. And so, you know, it's not just all about clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, right? It's so much more than that. And what you do, what your gift is, what you bring forth to the world is so very important at this time. It's a very important time to truly allow yourself to know you're a master. Just know it. Honestly, you wouldn't be listening to this radio show if you weren't. So, anyway, I also wanted to let all of you know that I literally got to a place where I was so exhausted, I had to take a vacation. I think some of you know that I'm supposed to be doing a mission with Kevin Annett in Ireland. And that got delayed. Many of you have asked me. That got delayed because of the threat on Kevin's life. And so that is to remain scheduled sometime in the near future. However, I went ahead and took a vacation, and I am now about to do some pretty major work here. I got here, and there have just been one miracle after another, after another, after another. So I will keep you posted on that. I'll give you a little hint that I'm probably going to be doing the interview that I've spoken about with Michael Tellinger, but I will be doing it live, in person, and that's pretty exciting. I also want to thank those of you who assisted me. I just want everyone to know that when I chose to come here to South Africa, my husband woke up screaming and had a very horrible dream about my death, and they showed him three scenarios. And he was so upset by it that he refused to even take me to the airport because he thought I was going to my death. So I want to thank those of you and all the powers that, all the legions of light and the powerful beings of light that have assisted me for helping me get here safely and securely. I know that because of this, there's something extremely important to do here. And the one thing I have connected the dots on is this truly is the cradle of humanity. And it very much feels like going back to the point of creation here. So we will be doing some work here. I think I'm going to keep it quiet right now because of the obviousness of what I just told you. And I look forward to sharing those experiences with you in the future. If you have not read my mission across the United States, please do so, because you will get an idea of some of the work I will be doing over here. I'm going to take a much needed rest, and I will still be available and to create the alchemy and the essences, so don't worry about that. But for the most part, I'm just kind of taking some chill time. I really, really, really needed it. Lastly, let me see, what else was I going to say to you? If you have any questions or you need to ask any information, additional information than what's already out there, please feel free to drop us a line. You can always drop an email with Marie, my assistant, and that's marie@galacticconnection.com. Or you can always drop an email with Stephen@galacticconnection.com. So I just wanted to share that with all of you. And one other thing is that's becoming very apparent to me is this whole word about ascension. You know, we keep talking about ascending. We're always talking about going up, you know, raising to heaven, that kind of thing. And really what I'm just becoming more and more clear and clean on is we are descending. We are becoming, we are having the marriage with the body. We are having the union. And I actually think that we are getting ourselves prepared for Mother Earth to drop her mantle, which is the earth that we actually live on, and become the star that she already is, or will become again, because she was once, right? And I think that that's why there's more of a descension going on, where we're going back to the point of creation, we're going back to singularity, we're going back to the descension into the earth. If you think about it, there's a lot of planets out there, but they all live within the earth. They don't live on top of the earth. So I kind of want to leave you with that, just ponder it. It's a very profound thing to think about. And I just want to send you all love and light. Thank you for listening to me today. I normally don't do this myself, but I was very prompted to do so. So, have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you next week. Lots of love. Take care, everyone. Bye. Oh, one last thing. Sorry. Keep forgetting, like, for those of you that have never heard this radio show before, please visit galacticconnection.com/daily-blog. And if you feel compelled to provide us a donation, please do so up in the upper right-hand column so we can be compensated for the work that we do around the planet. I never asked for donations. I am going to start asking now because I am being pressed to start doing some work, and it is going to definitely cost me some money to get around the world, including up in Ireland, which is very, very important. So if you feel compelled, that's cool. And once again, I'll talk to you soon. Lots of love, everybody. Take care. Bye.